You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. It's good to be back here behind the microphones as we're recording a new program in the Book of Acts. And I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we do just that. Prior to getting started here with our program here at WGOD on this Friday, I just want to let everyone know I've got a special, and that is a copy of my New Testament Bible. It's entitled the EMTV, English Majority Text Version, the EMTV. And it is available for any donation of any amount to this ministry. If you're interested in that, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, or you can write to me, Paul Esposito, 1150 West King Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922, and make a check out to me for any dollar amount, and I will give you one of the New Testament Bibles. And I believe it's the closest representation to the original autographs. Not that it's my Bible, but a majority text Bible. I encourage you to do some studies on what a majority text is. If you have a New King James, it's easy. You'll find in the margins of your New King James a capital M showing you various readings from the majority text. The majority text is the reading. Now, remember, there's thousands of manuscripts that are found. And a lot of them read different. God never promised that a copy of a copy of a copy was going to be perfect and flawless. But the original autographs are perfect and without error. That's what I believe. That's what I teach here. The original autographs are pure and they are without error. But once man gets their hands on it, I mean, even the King James has undergone 5 revisions. So which one is without error? I've undergone 8 or 10 revisions. Some were missing a semicolon or a comma, or I copied a line after 16 hours of copying. These scribes back in the day, there was no light bulbs. They had a candle and their eyes got tired. So the majority text is the majority of readings of all manuscripts known to man. If 999 read one way and one reads the other, the odds are the one is faulty and the 999 accurately represent the original autographs. The majority text goes with the majority and throws out the minority. And it's a very close cousin to the King James Version and the New King James as well. So that's the EMTV. For more information on that, you can read the Bible at majoritytext.com. Here in this Friday's program, we're continuing our study here in the Book of Acts. This program today is entitled Obey God, Not Men. This is the only time we're instructed not to obey the government and not to obey men, but to obey God when the government or when people tell you, don't mention the name of Jesus anymore. That's where we draw the line. That's where you're to draw the line. That's where you say no to the government. Even way back in the day, Polycarp and those early on in the book of Revelation, they had to sign a sworn statement that Caesar was Lord. And the early church wouldn't do that. And that's why they were killed and burned at the stake and died terrible deaths, because they would not raise a hand and call Caesar Lord. But Paul writes that we are to obey the government. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the president and kings and those that are in authority. So that's where we're at today. Enjoy today's program. Now, here in the meantime, we are in Acts, and we're in chapter 5. Now, let's pick it up here in verse 24. Now, Peter and John were just released by an angel. They were held in jail. Verse 24. Now, when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. All right, that's Acts chapter 5, verses 24 through 28. Now, remember, these guys were locked up. This is where we left off. I know it's been a couple weeks, but here in our study, these guys were thrown in jail for preaching Christ. Now, an angel had set them free. Isn't that funny? How there's no stopping the child of God before his time. Peter, later, when it was his time, would be crucified upside down. He asked to be crucified upside down. He wasn't worthy in his own eyes to die in the same manner that his Lord and Savior had. But my point is that there is no stopping you as a child of God until your work here is done. Nothing can stop you. Sickness can't stop you. I fully believe in the sovereignty of God over us in our lives while we're in the will of God and while our ministry continues. Until it's our time to leave this world. And when it's our time to leave this world, I believe there's no stopping that either. I believe that our days are numbered by the Lord. And our lives and our time on earth is predestined. We indeed have been predestined. Now, here with Peter, an angel is going to let him out. Later on, we're going to see, as he was chained to four squads of four soldiers, an angel again was going to come and let him out. Why? Because his time here on earth wasn't over yet. And it's the same thing for you, friend. No one can stop you until your ministry here is over. No one. Your days have been predestined and determined by God. He knew the day you were going to be born, and he knows the day that you're going to leave this world. Regardless, no sickness can take you out. God heals you on his own. He takes care of you, watches out over you. God is the one that determines your days here on earth, as long as you're walking with him. Notice here now the response of these Pharisees here. Verse 28, did we not strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have fill Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Oh, I think you people have got short memories. If you ask me, it wasn't these guys. It wasn't Peter and John who intended to bring this man's blood upon them. They did it themselves. If you remember back in Matthew chapter 27, verse 25, as they called for the crucifixion of the Son of God, they made this bold, arrogant proclamation. And they said, let his blood be on us and on our children. And God, being the gentleman that he is, said, I reckon I can accommodate you if that's the way that you want it. May his blood be on you, nation of Israel, and on your children. You know, it's funny. That's the one thing that Mel Gibson cut out of that movie, The Passion of the Christ. That right there, the Jew, that They call that anti-Semitism, and that would instigate or inspire people to try to kill Jews and to hate them by that line in there, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Well, you can take it out of Hollywood and take it out of movies, but you got to watch out what you say in this world. I think that it's very well possible that God honored that request. Let his blood be on us and on our children. And isn't it funny? You know, they always want to blame someone else for your own sins. Happens all the time. You know, we never want to look in the mirror and blame ourselves. We always want to blame someone else. No, let his blood be on us and on our children, you said. And this was just how many weeks before? This was like 6 weeks before. At the cross, you said, let his blood be on us and on our children. And now, as the way sin goes, you're not going to look in the mirror and take responsibility for yourself. You got to find someone else to blame. Did we not warn you not to teach in this name? And behold, you've filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us? No, You intend to do it. You've done it. You're the ones that are guilty. You're the ones that have brought this blood upon yourself by refusing the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Peter's answer, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." What an answer that is. May that be a truth you and I walk in today. We ought to obey God rather than men. You see, the Bible tells us to obey the government. Romans chapter 13, verse 1, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but by God, and the powers that be are ordained of God." Now that word power really can mean authority. The word exousia means power or authority. "Let every soul be subject to the higher authorities," to those that are ruling, to the government, to kings. Honor the king, Peter said. Paul wrote this when Nero was emperor. So we are to honor the government and to be obedient to the government. However, when what the government says and decrees is against the word of God, when there's a conflict between what the government says and what God has said, Peter himself answers the question for you right here. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." You see people here in the country today, people that are honoring their conscience and they're obeying God rather than man. Peter says we must obey God rather than man. I also think of what Samuel the prophet said. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, he said, "Obedience is better than sacrifice." It doesn't matter what you give to the Lord, what you give to someone else, obedience is the key. Because the disobedience, which is the opposite of obedience, disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. Okay, now we're going to have to wrap this up here for today, but we will be back again. Well, now starting Monday, you're going to hear the last message in this sermon series out of the book of Revelation. We're going to look at the false prophet at least Monday through Thursday. We'll probably be back again Friday as we work on through the book of Acts. So God bless everyone. Have a great weekend. We'd love to see you out at Island this weekend. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.